I seek guidance to that wherein is righteousness and being set right. From thee I seek help in that which is linked to success and favorable response. Thee I beseech for the garment of well-being and its completion, and for the covering of health and its permanence. I seek refuge in thee, my Lord, from the goadings of the Satans, and I seek protection in thy sovereignty from the injustice of the sovereigns. So accept my past prayers and fasting, and make my tomorrow and what is after better than my present hour and my today. And exalt me in my clan and my people, and protect me in my waking and my sleeping. For thou art Allah, the best guardian, and thou art the most merciful of the merciful. O Allah, I am quit before thee on this day of mine and on all Sundays that follow it of associating others with thee and of heresy. And I devote my supplication sincerely to thee, addressing myself to thy response. And I observe the acts of obedience to you for the hope of your rewards. So bless Muhammad, the best of thy creation, the summoner to thy truth. Exalt me with thy exaltation, which is never made to suffer loss. And protect me with thy eye, which never sleeps. And seal my affair by cutting me off from everything but thee and my life with forgiveness. Surely thou art the all-forgiving, the all-compassionate.
IRIB English Radio in the month of Muharram presents today's special. Every day for 15 minutes.
By Allah's name, we start in this day, today, Saturday, 14th of Muharram, 1446 of the Islamic Lunar Calendar, corresponding to the 30th of Tir, 1403 of the Islamic Solar Calendar, and the 20th of July, 2024 of the Christian Gregorian Calendar. Salam to all of you. This is today's special, and in this part, some parts of Ziyara Nahya. Salutation on Imam Hussein by Imam Mahdi.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. As-salamu ala salihin alladhi tawajjahu Allah bikaramati. As-salamu ala Ibrahim alladhi habahu Allah bikhullati. السلام على إسماعيل الذي فداه الله بذبح عظيم من جنته السلام على إسحاق الذي جعل الله النبوة في ذريته السلام على يعقوب الذي رد الله عليه بصره برحمته
Peace be upon Saleh, whom Allah crowned with his generosity. Peace be upon Ibrahim, who Allah endowed with his friendship. Peace be upon Ismail, whom Allah ransomed with a great sacrifice from his heaven. Peace be upon Ishaq, in whose progeny Allah placed prophethood. Peace be upon Yaqub, from whom Allah restored his sight by his mercy.
Standing here alone on a land so far from home, a place where angels cry, where little children die. Hussein has said goodbye, praying some of them survive the torture and the heat. They can't bear to watch him leave. They cry out, Hussein.
As I told you in the previous episode of today's special, we open one chapter, and that is our response to Imam Hussein's call for help. Imam Hussein must be introduced to mankind and followed as a role model by all people, not merely by Muslims. Not much effort is needed. We simply need to ensure that people come to know the realities of Imam al-Hussein and the event of Karbala. Then he himself would do the rest. We should not keep the Imam for ourselves. We should find our how to share by using different arts, skills, and the talents to represent the Imam's life to others. Just as Prophet Ibrahim and Prophet Muhammad played key roles, Imam Hussein also did so in preserving the path to the prophets, as articulated and illustrated by Ibrahim, the prophet, and paved the way for establishing the ideal community, which in turn would establish universal justice, universal equality, and dignity for all.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. In the name of Allah, the most compassionate, the most merciful, may Allah's peace and blessings be upon the Holy Prophet of Islam, Muhammad, and his purified progeny. Dear brothers and sisters, assalamu alaikum, and welcome to today's special from IRB English Radio. This is Ali, your host. Today we are going to talk about the famous motto, or the famous cry of Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam, that says, Hal min nasirin yansuruni. The lesson that the martyrs of Karbala Plain have given to the history for all ages with their struggle and bravery should be expressed in this way. All of them stood before martyrdom to teach all men, women, children, and all old and young people in the history that how they should live, if they can, and how to die, if they can't. The generations after Ashura, our generation, and the generations after us are the inheritors of a great trust that Hussein alayhi salam and his companions created in the plain of Karbala. And following their struggle, we are the inheritors of the most precious trust that were created with jihads and martyrdom and with great human values have been provided in the history of Islam. And we are the heirs of all of them, and we are responsible for creating a nation of our own to be an example for humanity. وَكَذَلِكَ جَعَلْنَاكُمْ أُمَّةً وَسَطًا لِتَكُونُوا شُهَدَاءَ عَلَى النَّاسِ وَيَكُونَ الرَّسُولَ عَلَيْكُمْ شَهِيدًا. This is addressing us. meaning, "And thus we have made you nation that you may be the bearers of witness to the people, and the messenger may be a bearer of witness to you, and we did not make that which you would have to be." In exchange for this heritage, the trust has been given to humans in all ages and generations. A human and religious mission has been drawn for them, and one should be alert to the negligence that humans may accidentally or intentionally commit.
On the month of Muharram and the martyrdom anniversary of Imam Hussein alayhi salam and his family and companions, be with today's special. Every day from IRIB English Radio. People rise up and mourn, it is Ashura. See the struggle of Hussein in the Kabbalah. And in this episode, we have a lesson from Karbala, and that is never accepting humiliation. Although it has been painted that it was Imam Hussein alayhi salam and his family who were the ones humiliated in the Battle of Karbala and its aftermath, the honor will always rest with the Imam, peace be upon him, and not Yazid. Imam Hussein alayhi salam could have easily given allegiance to Yazid in Medina, but this would bring humiliation in that the essence of Islam would be destroyed in front of him by Yazid. Imam Hussein's refusal to pledge allegiance to a tyrant is an important lesson for those who stay silent in front of the oppressors, in that dying is more honorable than to live with humiliation, something which Abu Abdullah himself mentioned in a speech.
Hope you have instilled in our heart, in a world where hopes disappear. Peace you have ingrained in our soul, in a time when peace becomes rare. Every breath that you did take, every step that you would make, purpose and guidance it gave mankind's heart it awake.
The continuation of today's special, a role model for people of all ages, Imam Hussein. It's a glorious panorama in history which has been presented to the entire humanity. Imam Hussein, peace be upon him, prepared himself for such a day. Of course, the entire 50-plus year life of Hussein ibn Ali is a lesson. His childhood is a lesson. His youth is a lesson. His behavior during his imamate is a lesson. And his behavior after the martyrdom of Imam Hassan, peace be upon him, is a lesson. It was not the case that Imam Hussein's responsibility was confined to the last day. However, the event of Karbala enjoys such greatness and brightness that like a sun, it overshadows all the other lights.
Sheikh Osama Al-Attar.
Inspirational leaders give clear communication. Al-Imam Al-Hussein alayhi salam gave clear communication to his companions. Inspirational leader make the vision and the goal very apparent to their followers. This is what we are fighting for. We are fighting for the Akhirah. We are fighting for the religion of Islam. And therefore, people loved him. The message was clear. He was transparent that we are not going to survive this battle. We're going to be killed. However, من لحق بنا, one who follows us, he will be martyred. يستشهد. راح يستشهد. ومن تخلف عنا لم يشهد الفتح. شوفوا التعبير اللطيف. One who follows us, he said it very clearly. One who follows us will be martyred. And if you come, you're going to be killed. There's no way around it. However, if you choose not to support us, if you don't want to come, you will miss out the victory. You'll miss the victory. And that's why when we read the ziyarah of the shuhada, we say, فَيَا لَيْتَنَا كُنَّا مَعَكُمْ شُو فَنَفُوز. هذا هو النصر. هو هذا النصر. هذا هو الفوز. فنفوز فوزا عظيما. We wish we were with you so we would die with you. This is the victory where his voice prevails. ظنوا أن قتل الحسين يزيدهم بل قتل الحسين يزيدا. They think that their Yazid killed al-Imam al-Husayn. Rather, on the day of Ashura, Imam al-Husayn killed Yazid. Where is Yazid? He doesn't even have a qabr. And where is al-Imam al-Husayn alayhi salam? Where is the call of al-Imam al-Husayn alayhi salam? Zainab alayhi salam clearly told Yazid, فَكِدْ كَيْدَكْ وَسْعَ سَعْيَكْ وَنَاصِبْ جُهْدَكْ فَوَاللَّهِ لَنْ تَمْحُوا ذِكْرَنَا وَلَنْ تُمِيتْ وَحْيَنَا. لَبَّيْكَ يَا حُسَيْنْ, لَبَّيْكَ يَا حُسَيْنْ, لَبَّيْكَ يَا حُسَيْنْ, لَبَّيْكَ يَا حُسَيْنْ.
That was all for today's special. Thank you very much, and inshallah we continue to know about Karbala and the event of Ashura. Till then, please keep us in your dua and supplication, and fi amanillah. Allahumma ij'al mahyaya mahyaya Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad wa mamati ومماتي ممات محمد وآل محمد. اللهم اجعل محياي محيا محمد وآل محمد ومماتي ممات محمد وآل محمد.
Take pieces of bread from me, and your soul will never be broken. And if I am your haven, you will never be homeless. One whose cloak is me will never be naked. And one whose resort is me will never be destitute. God is above all powers. IRIB English Radio.
Oh Lord, here I am, pleading at your door. Send me your mercy, send me your peace, or I am lost for sure.
Hadith of the day.
Here I am, yearning for your cure. This humble servant will be diverted from you no more, no more, no more.
You are listening to the program Hadith of the Day on IRIB English Radio with Sheikh Shiraz, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Qom.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Welcome to our program Hadith of the Day here at IRIB English Radio. Today on Hadith of the Day, we would like to recite for you, our esteemed listeners, a beautiful hadith, a noble hadith, which has been narrated from Imam Hussein alayhi salam. This hadith is about experience and its relation to the intellect and knowledge. As you know, we are in the month of Muharram, which is a very sacred and solemn month. This month is a good month for us to take the time to sit back and remember the revolution of Imam Hussein, his martyrdom, and the martyrdom of his companions and family, and the calamities that befell him and his family and his companions, but also to take a look at not only the message that Imam Hussein gave us regarding the reason why he stood up and revolted against the tyrant of his time, but also in general terms to look at the message and wisdom that he gave us regarding, you know, the various things that we need to live a good and righteous and noble life. One of these things which has been narrated to us and handed down to us is the following hadith that we would like to recite for you today. In this beautiful hadith, Imam Hussein says the following. He says, "Tulut tajarib ziyadatun fil aql." The increase in experience, or the length of experience, increases the intellect. The more we go through experiences in life, and the more we undergo various things that we experience in life, the more our intellect increases, the more our knowledge increases, the more we understand how better to get through difficult situations. It's a very good hadith. Studying and reading and going to college or a university, all of these things are not enough to have true wisdom and knowledge. Rather, one also has to go through life experiences and, experience them and tangibly see these events in order to better understand, how to get through them. This beautiful hadith has been narrated in the famous book of traditions, Biharul Anwar of Allama Majlisi, volume 75, page 128. This is also kind of connected to the uprising of Imam Hussein, these experiences that the Ahlul Bayt went through, right? And that we also experienced with them, this is also a way that increased the aql and the intellect of the followers of the Ahlul Bayt and, helped them understand how to get through these difficult situations and times. Thank you for joining us here on Hadith of the Day. We were looking at experience and its role in the increase of the intellect in the words of Imam Hussein alayhi salam. Until next time, wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
You just listened to the program Hadith of the Day on IRIB English Radio with Sheikh Shiraz, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Qom.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad. اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد.
Let's recite the Quran.
وإذا قرأت القرآن جعلنا بينك وبين الذين لا يؤمنون بالآخرة حجابا مستورا.
القرآن نور وبيان القرآن هدي الإيمان، القرآن مسك الختام، يا قرآن عليك سلام.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، الحمد لله رب العالمين، وصلى الله على سيدنا محمد وآله الطاهرين.
اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد وعجل.
Assalamu alaikum, respected brothers and sisters from all over the world listening to IRB English Radio right now. Welcome to Let's Recite the Quran Kareem, a series of Quranic sessions held by IRB English Radio in cooperation with Sevier International Schools Network. We are so glad to have Brother Ali Nasir, Hassan Nasrullah, and Hussein Rahullah with us. Assalamu alaikum, brothers, everyone. How are you?
Alhamdulillah, sir.
Alhamdulillah. Great. And Hassan?
Alhamdulillah, sir.
And Hussein, how is it going?
Alhamdulillah.
Alhamdulillah. So everyone is ready, energetic. So brothers and sisters, dear listeners, hope you are doing great. Let's get started. Today we will be talking about ayah 94 and 95, surah Al-A'raf. On what page?
162.
Page 162, if you have your Quran with you, ayah 94 and 95 of surah Al-A'raf. We will be listening to the recitation and inshallah we'll continue our class. Ready everyone?
Yes, sir.
Let's
yes.
go.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. وَمَا أَرْسَلْنَا فِي قَرْيَةٍ مِّن نَّبِيٍّ إِلَّا أَخَذْنَا أَهْلَهَا بالبأساء والضراء لعلهم يضرعون. ثم بدلنا مكان السيئة الحسنة حتى عفوا وقالوا قد مس آباءنا الضراء والسراء فأخذناهم بغتة وهم لا يشعرون.
Nice recitation, mashallah. So ayah 94 and ayah 95. I will read it once, guys, okay? Then, inshallah, one of you will be reciting, then we'll work on tajweed points. All right?
Yep.
Yes. So,
let's see what Allah Almighty says in ayah 94 and 95 of Surah Al-A'raf. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Wama arsalna fi qaryatin min nabiyyin إلا أخذنا أهلها بالبأساء والضراء لعلهم يضرعون. We did not send a prophet to any town without visiting its people with stress and distress so that they might entreat for Allah Almighty's forgiveness. The point is this. Let me ask you a question. Ali Nasir, do you think that we will never face troubles and problems and difficulties and challenges in life?
No.
It is impossible, yes?
Yeah.
So this life is full of challenges. Hassan, you agree?
Yes.
Okay. Hussein, can you name some of the challenges that people, humankind, might face in this life?
They can face many challenges.
The biggest one? What do you think?
In my opinion, the biggest challenge is that someone does zulm on him, what we...
So, if someone is being oppressed...
Oppressed, yes.
Yeah, so...
It's the biggest challenge.
Okay, great. So this life is full of challenge, as Allah Almighty says. We did not send a prophet to any town without visiting its people with stress and distress. It means people are being... People are being tested, yeah? They face challenges, they face a lot of troubles. So what? To strengthen their iman... لَعَلَّهُمْ يَضَّرَّعُونَ so that they get back to Allah Almighty. They should understand the reality. Alright?
Yes.
This is the meaning of this. They should understand the reality.
قلب بالحق تعلق وبغار حراء تألق يبكي يسأل خالقه فأتاه الوحي فأشرق اقرأ اقرأ
Let's recite the Quran.
اقرأ بسم ربك الذي خلق.
So, Hussein, can you read the first ayah? وما أرسلنا في قرية
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم وما أرسلنا في قرية من نبي إلا أخذنا أهلها بالبأساء والضراء لعلهم يضرعون
أحسنت ما شاء الله وما Is the mat wajib Ali Nasir?
No.
So it is?
Jais.
Jais. You need to stretch it or no?
You're it's allowed. Optional.
Optional.
Yeah.
You're allowed to ignore this.
Yes.
And fi qaryatin tin tanween plus meme.
Yes.
Huh? How do you read it?
Fi qaryatin.
Tim.
It's idgham. We merged
them. And min nabiyyin. Min nabiyyin. Min nun sakin. Plus noon.
Idgham mithlain.
Idgham mithlain. Also called idgham with ghunna.
Yes.
Min nabiyyin. Yin illa. No changes, right?
Yeah, idgham.
Illa akhazna ahlaha. So these mad are. Three yeah. mad up to now we have had. وَمَا أَرْسَلْنَا إِلَّا أَخَذْنَا أَهْلَهَا Since the Hamza is in another word.
Yes.
Okay. بِالْبَأْسَاءِ The mad. Is that wajib?
Yes. Now it's wajib.
This is wajib. ضَرَّاءِ Is the mad wajib?
Yes.
So we should stretch it for how many counts, Hassan?
Six.
Six counts. Five counts. Six counts. So we should... بالبأساء والضراء لعلهم يضرعون Make sure you pronounce the تشديد properly. Next ayah, Ali Nasir, can you recite it? ثم بدلنا مكان السيئة الحسنة حتى عفوا
Yes. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم ثم بدلنا مكان السيئة الحسنة حتى أفوا وقالوا قد مس آباءنا الضراء والسراء فأخذناهم بغتة وهم لا يشعرون
يشعرون Alright, thank you. Let's fix these things. ثم Make sure you stretch the sound, yes?
Yeah.
Two counts.
مشدد.
Yeah. ثم The nasal sound.
Yes.
بدلنا مكان السيئة الحسنة حتى عفوا عفوا وقالوا قد حسن The echoing sound on dal, yes?
Yes.
قد
قلقلة
Yeah, قلقلة, درول قلقلة قد مس آباءنا The mad is واجب الضراء mad واجب والسراء مد واجب فأخذناهم هم بغتة Ali Nasir did not apply the rule إخفاء of meme yeah?
yeah
فأخذناهم هم ميم ساكن plus با ميم ساكن plus با you should hide the sound of meme yeah?
yes
أخذناهم بغتة غين heavy sound بغتة وهم لا يشعرون So, that's it brothers and sisters Now time to recite these two ayatain from Surah Al-A'raf I will be reciting, everyone is going to repeat Make sure inshallah you join us in practice Everyone, ready?
Yes
Yes
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
وما أرسلنا في قرية من نبي إلا أخذنا أهلها بالبأساء والضراء.
وما أرسلنا في قرية من نبي إلا أخذنا أهلها بالبأساء والضراء.
إلا أخذنا أهلها بالبأساء والضراء لعلهم يضرعون.
إلا أخذنا أهلها بالبأساء والضراء لعلهم يضرعون.
ثم بدلنا مكان السيئة الحسنة حتى عفوا وقالوا
ثم بدلنا مكان السيئة الحسنة حتى عفوا وقالوا
وقالوا قد مس آباءنا الضراء والسراء فأخذناهم بغتة وهم لا يشعرون.
وقالوا قد مس آباءنا الضراء والسراء فأخذناهم بغتة وهم لا يشعرون.
All right, let's pay attention to the ikhfa of me. فأخذناهم بغتة وهم لا يشعرون.
فأخذناهم بغتة وهم لا يشعرون.
صدق الله العلي العظيم.
صدق الله العلي العظيم.
Ahsantum. Thank you so much. Allah bless you, brothers and sisters. Thanks for listening to IRB English Radio. That's it from us for today. See you in the next session. Wassalamu alaykum wa rahmatullah wa sallallahu ala sayyidina Muhammad wa alihi at-tahirin.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad wa ajjil farajhum.
Let's recite the Quran, a joint production of IRIB English Radio and Xavier International Schools.
ذكر وموعظة ونور فيه شفاء للصدور وشفيعنا يوم النشور آياته تروي المدى وصفاته نبع الهدى نلقى الجنان بحبه لن تستقيم حياتنا إلا به هو القرآن والفرقان إليه تنصت الأكوان وفيه تعطر الآذان والقرآن.
When your horse returns to our camp riderless,
a
تزور سيدي ومولاي ومعتمدي ورجاي.
The ocean of dua.
الإمام الحسين عليه السلام زيارة مني ونيابة عن والدي.
I didn't leave us to fend for ourselves. Hussein, Hussein.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين وصلى الله على سيدنا محمد وآله الطاهرين. Hello everyone, brothers and sisters. I am Sayyid Muhammad Hassan Mudarisi with you with another edition of the program The Ocean of Dua. In this edition of the program, we'll have a look at the different parts and sections of Ziyaratul Ashura in this month of Muharram. And we'll also have a look at the different points and interpretations of these parts. So stay with us and we'll be back after you listen to this part.
Allahumma ij'alni fi maqami hadha mimman tanaluhu minka salawatun wa rahmatun wa maghfira. Allahumma ij'al mahya يا محمد وآل محمد ومماتي ممات محمد وآل محمد.
Brothers and sisters, we have reached this part and this section of Ziyaratul Ashura. اللهم اجعلني في مقامي هذا ممن تناله منك صلوات ورحمة ومغفرة. O Allah, make me at this moment the one who receives from you prayers, mercy and forgiveness. Allahumma ij'al mahyaya mahya Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad wa mamati mamata Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad. O Allah, make me live the life of Muhammad and the family of Muhammad, and permit me to die the death of Muhammad and the family of Muhammad. So, the meaning of اللهم اجعلني في مقامي هذا ممن تناله منك صلوات ورحمة ومغفرة. Make me at this moment the one who receives from you prayers, mercy and forgiveness is that point in time when a person is reciting this ziyarah, since as mentioned before, one is able to attain closeness to Allah and His actually chosen personalities through love and affinity for the Prophet Muhammad and his chosen family members. So, in this part of Ziyaratul Ashura, we say, Allahumma, O God, O Allah, ij'alni fi maqami hadha, make me at this moment, now that I'm reciting this Ziyaratul Ashura, mimman tanaluhu mink salawatun wa rahmatun wa maghfira. Make me among those ones. Make me at this moment from among the ones who receive your prayers and mercy and forgiveness. Why? Because one of the secrets of supplication lie here. And the point is that one of the stations of being closer to the station of mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the station when you are closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is when you are reciting supplication, when you are reciting ziyarah. So as we seek nearness to Allah through the Ahlul Bayt, we ask Allah for His prayers, for His mercies and His forgiveness from our sins and our transgressions. And this is really important. This is really interesting. This interesting point lies here, that at the very same time that we say we are sure how great and grave this tragic event was in the plains of Karbala, we ask the Almighty Allah for our patience, and we ask at the very same time for our reward of being sorrowful and actually bearing this burden of sorrow of Imam Hussein alayhi salam. We seek reward for it, because it's not a very simple and easy thing to carry in our shoulders. This is what we seek from the Almighty Allah. Allahumma ij'alni fi maqami hadha mimman tanaluhu mink salatun wa rahmatun wa maghfira. We not only seek your forgiveness, not only your maghfirah, but salawat and rahmah, your prayers and mercy are the things that we ask from you.
When people ask, I'm confused about which school is right or which madhab is right, go to Karbala. Look at Karbala, it clarifies it instantaneously. Anybody says, I'm confused, say, please go to Karbala and tell me what happened, why it happened, and what does it have to do with your religion. You will see it completely exemplifies. It clarifies, it takes all the blurs out instantaneously. SubhanAllah, that's the miracle of Imam Hussein alayhi salam. Imam Hussein alayhi salam's main foundation of morality is, do not allow tyranny. Do not allow evil doing. Do not allow indecency. Why is Imam like this? Because he knows Allah. He appreciates Him. He understands His dimensions. That's why we must love them so much. We must love them so much that don't let anybody else take us away from them. There should be no room in our thoughts. No matter who we admire in this world, no matter how great a person we look at, never move the Prophet and Ahlul Bayt out of the center of the heart. Never. They will know that their Khalifa lied to them because he told them they don't pray. And if they see them praying on the battlefield, their hearts will change. So stop them from praying. Imagine how evil these people were. That's how much lies they had. And you cannot eradicate this lie at the level that we are talking about unless you give your blood for the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
So in this part of Ziyaratul Ashura, brothers and sisters, we said that we seek salawatun wa rahmatun wa maghfirah. We ask from the Almighty Allah to set us among the ones who reach the prayers and mercy and forgiveness of the Almighty Allah. But how is this possible? One of the ways in which this is practical is this. Allahumma ij'al mahyaya mahya Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad wa mamati mamata Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad. O Allah, make me live the life of Muhammad and the family of Muhammad. وَمَمَاتِي مَمَاتَ مُحَمَّدٍ وَآلِ مُحَمَّدٍ. And permit me to die the death of Muhammad and the family of Muhammad. We know the way of life of Muhammad and his family. They led a life of piety, a life of humbleness, humility. They did not indulge in extravagance, nor were they miserly in their spendings. Whatever they did was for the sake of Allah alone and no one else. They sought nearness to Allah. This is what we ask for in the first part of this section. We ask for the very same life of Muhammad and his household. This is what we ask for. We also know that they stood up for truth and justice when the time came to give in their life for the protection of the faith of Islam. They did. They did what they were needed to do. So, the positive traits and noble ethical qualities which the Prophet and his family possess are too numerous to mention here. But we ask the Almighty Allah to bless our life and permit us to live the same sort life that they had. So, this part of Ziyaratul Ashura, dear listeners, has two sections. Mahya ya mahya Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad. O Allah, make me live the life of Muhammad and the family of Muhammad. Wa mamati mamata Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad. And permit me to die the death of Muhammad and the family of Muhammad. We'll talk more in the next episode. Thank you for staying with us. Wassalamu alaykum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
أنت الذي صنعت من الرمح منبرا ظمآن والزمان بعينيك ممطرا نعم الأمير أنت
حسين وقدوتي ساروا إليك قلبي وعقلي ودمعتي يا محيي الكرامة تبكيك كل عين لبيك يا إمامي لبيك يا حسين
الروح بالدم لبيك يا حسين بالروح بالدم لبيك يا حسين
Iranian Radio Global Mission. This is IRIB English Radio.
This is Foresight. A program on how to worship Allah. Today's tip, how the majalis and the congregations for the mourning of Imam Hussein alayhi salam increase and strengthen our ubudiyah, our worship, our servitude and our obedience to Allah. So, dear friends, in the month of Muharram, we are here at your service speaking about Ubudiyyah and Imam Hussein alayhi salam. We find, dear friends, that the month of Muharram and Safar, which follows the month of Muharram, all the way up to the Arba'een, the 40th day after the martyrdom of Imam Hussein alayhi salam, is all a great opportunity for us to be able to increase and strengthen our ubudiyah, our worship and our servitude and our obedience to Allah. This month of Muharram is such a blessing, this spiritual divine breeze, which brings with it these amazing blessings, this awakening of a human being that has fallen asleep in the materialistic and consumeristic world. The distractions of the day, the various different things that demand our attention are very beautifully let go of, like leaves on an autumn tree. One after the other, these leaves fall, and we get rid of the various different impurities that we have collected upon ourselves throughout the year. It is a yearly dusting off of sins and evil vices and evil qualities. It is this that makes the month of Muharram such a beautiful manifestation of Ubudiyyah, the worship and the servitude and the obedience to Allah. In this month of Muharram, and as we commemorate the stances and the principles and the martyrdom of Imam Hussein alayhi salam, his companions and his family members, we learn so many different things in these mourning congregations. You know, these mourning congregations in which when we come together and commemorate the principles and the stances of Imam Hussein alayhi salam, have a different feel and a different aura than if we were to do these alone. It is these mourning gatherings and these majalis for Imam Hussein alayhi salam that create a social environment to increase our worship, our servitude, our obedience, our ubudiyah to Allah.
The Umayyad Caliph Muawiyah died and his son Yazid succeeded him. He wanted to force a pledge of allegiance from Imam Hussein, but he refused to approve of a government of injustice. Imam had no intention of taking up arms, but Yazid left him with no choice. More than 1,000 soldiers surrounded Imam's camp. They had come to fight an army of only 72 people. Water was denied to Imam's camp. And 8 days later, they had run out of all water in the scorching heat of the desert. On the 10th day, the two sides confronted each other. Imam Hussein and most of his companions were martyred. The few who survived fell in the hands of the enemy.
People still mourn for the martyrdom of Imam Hussein every year. It's as if it all happened yesterday, still that much heartbreaking, painful, and tragic. You can tell it's Muharram again, as cities and towns take on a different look. Men and women, young and old, take to the streets to respect and honor Imam Hussein. In long processions, mourners grieve to the tune of beating drums and call out to the Imam as they walk side by side through the streets. One of the outstanding rituals in Muharram is street performances called Taziyeh, which reenacts the Battle of Karbala. In this form of drama, the siege and carnage of the battle scene and the immense sufferings are acted out for the audience. People also prepare free food and drinks to give away at the end of the rituals. These meals are viewed as being special and holy, as they have been blessed with the name of Hussein. On the evening of the 10th day, people all across the country light candles to remember the sufferings of the Karbala survivors, who in the dark and abandoned desert saw their tents burnt down and their beloveds slain. Imam Hussein's uprising for justice is an ever-eternal light in history, still burning after all these years.